family learners. Today we will be going through English vocabulary words. More specifically, today we will be looking at household items. So follow along with me as I go through common vocabulary words in different parts of the house. To start us off, I will begin in the kitchen. Number one in the kitchen is toaster. Toaster. Number two, toaster oven. Toaster oven. And number three is oven. Oven. So the reason why I chose these three specific vocabulary words is because they sound very similar and yet are three very different things. So for starters, toaster, which is the smallest of the three appliances. A toaster is more specifically used to toast smaller baked goods, such as bread, waffles, and bagels. Number two, toaster oven, which is kind of a cross between toaster and an oven. Essentially, it's a smaller oven used to toast, broil, or bake various goods. And number three, oven, which is the largest of the three appliances, which is used to bake larger portions of food or baked goods. All right, so the second part of the house we will go through is the bedroom. Number one vocabulary word in the bedroom is bed. Bed. Number two, pillow. Pillow. And number three, nightstand. Nightstand. So a bed is obviously where you sleep in. These can range anywhere from a twin to full size, all the way up to king and queen size. The second vocabulary word, pillow, is what you place on top of your bed to rest your head. And then number three, nightstand, which is a small table or drawer typically placed next to the bed, and people will place anything from a lamp, water, or their phone next to them on their nightstand. The third area of the house we will be looking at is the office or study. In the study, we have number one, desk. Desk. Number two in the study, chair. Chair. And number three, lamp. Lamp. So the first word we have in the study is desk. Typically, this is where people will place their computer, laptop, or work in order to study or, like I said, do their work. The second vocabulary word in the study is chair. Typically, this is where people will sit upon in front of their desk in order to do their work. And the number three, lamp, which can range anywhere from a floor lamp to a smaller desk lamp, essentially gives you additional light when you need it. And the final area of the house that we will go through vocabulary for today is the living room. Number one in the living room is couch. Couch. Number two, coffee table. Coffee table. And number three, rug. Rug. So number one in the living room section is couch. And this is essentially a large seating area where family and friends will gather in front of the TV to watch movies, TV shows, etc. And then number two, coffee table, which is a more specific type of table used in the living room. Typically, it is lower to the ground and people will place anything from snacks to drinks, etc. And then the final one in this section, rug, which is a large piece of cloth typically used underneath the coffee table. And typically is decorative. All right, well, great job today, guys. We went through a number of different vocabulary words, and I appreciate your time and efforts. Definitely feel free to check me out on Cambly. My name is Sophia, and feel free to subscribe and make reservations for an English lesson. Once again, thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the next video. Bye!